Welcome to the Shippensburg University Catholic Campus Ministry Podcast. This week's podcast is by Mrs. Roxanne Dennis, Catholic Campus Minister at Shippensburg.
Why am I Catholic? As I began to reflect on this question, the following words immediately came to mind. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you to go and bear fruit that will last. This passage is one of the many reasons why I am and remain Catholic. I have been blessed to be Catholic since I was baptized as an infant, so yes, that makes me a cradle Catholic, and one who has remained a Catholic Christian all my life. This does not mean that I haven't had doubts about Catholicism and our teachings from time to time, but people like St. Thomas, St. Peter, St. Paul, and many others have shown me that they too felt the same way. St. Thomas doubted that Jesus rose from the dead. St. Peter doubted that he could walk on water. St. Paul even doubted that Jesus was the Messiah. When doubts enter my mind, I like to recall the same words said to the Lord when a father asked Jesus to cure his son who was possessed by a mute spirit. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Jesus has also blessed me with proof in other ways that continue to offer me hope and trust in the Catholic faith, and that He, Jesus Christ, is truly real and present in the faith and in my life, which comes to me in many ways, shapes, and forms, like through the examples lived in the lives of Mary and Joseph, the apostles, the angels, and the saints, through the study of Scripture, and through the beliefs and traditions upheld by the Catholic faith since the time Jesus Christ walked on this earth, most especially in the Holy Eucharist, through which Jesus Christ Himself is truly present. Through continued personal experiences with my spouse, my family, my friends, and the many wonderful people Christ brings into my life on a daily basis. And as Scripture says, there are many instances not recorded here as to why I am Catholic. One thing I know for sure is that He has chosen me and continues to choose me daily to go and bear fruit that will last. Hopefully I will accomplish that task in my lifetime, so that I may one day hear Jesus say, "Well done, good and faithful servant."